The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Yeah, this is a locally owned, locally run radio station, so it's yours. Yeah, you make comments, you can have shows, you can do all those things. So, hey, good morning. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 24th of April. Wednesday, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yes. And, Carl and Linda Bott, and Linda is on a mission today to, dogs and horses to, caring for them and a number of other things that are happening. So, we miss you. We'll see you later today. Ben is at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How do your legs feel today?
They're stinging a lot right now.
They're stinging a lot. Got your bandages changed. Yeah. For people who are wondering, Ben plays rugby.
I had somebody ask me yesterday, Carl, and it made me proud. They asked me if I was in a motorcycle accident.
No. You were proud. I ride a scooter, and it could be that. But no, I was playing rugby. Yeah, I'm out there playing rugby on turf, on synthetic turf. And this is what happens when you slide across a synthetic turf and you don't have, like, knee pads on.
Or tape, yeah.
Or tape. So from now on, probably going to put some.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to probably tape yourself up.
Mm-hmm. Well, or wear leggings.
Do we have any national days today?
Yes, we do. We have National Bucket List Day.
And Bucket List. Okay.
National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I didn't hear that.
National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I love
Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's those little tiny hot dogs.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought also it could be sausages in pancakes.
Or maybe that is what it is.
Well, it could be both. All right. Hey, today, like I said, is 24th. I'm looking outside, and I'm looking at cloudy, and it feels like it's going to start raining. Yet my weather report says today mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tonight it's low around 54, and then Thursday mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers after 11 a.m. Chance of showers Thursday night. Low around 50. Now, Friday, chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. So, and it's going to have a high near 69, but it looks like, you know, it could be mostly clear on Friday night. So, you're for the cruise, so that could be great. And then Saturday, mostly sunny and for the big car show. And then Sunday, it's going to be sunny. So, looks like, you know, maybe a chance of rain tomorrow and some, you know, on Friday. But, hey, it's cool April nights. We're going to have a great time. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a family-owned business. The Kenny family owns this business, and they've been doing this for 25 years. Yeah, 25 years, providing outstanding service to their customers. They treat them like friends. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans, too. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, picture this. You're in London, and you're walking down the street. You've seen the household guards on their horses, and they come riding through there daily, sometimes twice daily, down the streets in London to do their mission, and it's just great. I think I've got photos and all kinds of stuff of that. Well, yesterday, they were redoing a building, and a big block of concrete fell, hit the ground and frightened the horses. Now, these horses had been exposed to cars, trucks, explosions, you know, everything you can think of. And yet this, when it hit, caused a panic. And once one panics, many of them panic. And they go right into their, you know, you're either a prey or you're either prey or predator, right? Well, horses are prey animals, which means is what do? They run. Well, not only did they run, they put three of their riders into the hospital and then somebody else. So here you are standing there on a nice May Day or a nice spring day in April in London, and here comes four or five horses just rolling down the avenue. One other person, I think, got knocked over. But the until they could round them up, they got them all back. And you know, they were talking about injuries. Well, the injuries were to the soldiers, except for one other. But they had a video of them running loose through there. And really, these horses are so well trained. I mean, they stand. People come up and take their pictures. They come up and want to, you know, they want to touch them. They want to lay against them because people are, you know, like horses. And so to have something like this happen was kind of like extraordinary. Now, something else. It's kind of, let me see, do I have time for this? Yeah. Last night in the Board of Supervisors meeting, or yesterday, Mike Johnson gave a presentation on what he saw in when he was on the border down there for a training session in San Ysidro and Tijuana. And it was in January. But he at Tuesday's meeting, and he came on our show and talked about it. In fact, we are going to rerun that show tomorrow, Thursday, the whole show. His you know, from 7 to 9, we're going to do a best of, and get because it was also I believe it's John Grounie on that morning from the Red Bluff Roundup, and it was he is a great interview anyway. But then Sheriff Johnson came on and talked about this, and I want you to hear it. You know, if you didn't get a chance to hear it then, because it's now it's causing some consternation. Why? Because after he made his comments, and his concern are that drugs and human trafficking are making their way through and into Shasta County. There are illegal immigrants being shipped right here into Shasta County, Sheriff Johnson claimed. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's happening. Sooner or later, we will realize the impacts in Shasta County. It's here, it's a problem, and the border is a big part of that problem. Now, as you can imagine, there's a number of people that had comments on that. Some saying we need to protect the people in, living in Shasta County, and a resolution was offered in the name of protecting the people in Shasta County and limited county resources, that the county would not provide for asylum seekers and non-citizen migrants except in emergencies. And this was, you know, opposed by some people. One person said, I would personally rather my tax money go to human beings than to the fines and lawsuits brought about by the reckless policies of this council. Yeah. Another person said, hey, I'm all for legal immigration, not illegal aliens. She then explained the people against the resolution could take the illegal immigrants in if they like. I've heard that one before. And I'm not going to mention this one. The Mary Rickard, as you know, is on medical leave. And so they voted. And essentially what they're saying is they're not going to spend county resources on people here illegally, and they, you know, if they could, they'd find them a place that they where they could have sanctuary and drive them down there, which we don't know if that's is that legal? Is that kidnapping? I don't think it's kidnapping. County supervisors have addressed, but they are addressing this. And I don't know, is this something that needs to be addressed? And I guess it could be. And it's something we need to prepare for, because it's just, as the sheriff said, they're here, and there's going to be more. Because you can only have so many thousand come through. They don't all stop in San Diego. They all don't stop in L.A. They don't all stop. I'm not even sure about up in San Francisco. And what about Sacramento? So they're coming, and the sheriff says they're here already. And we've had complaints and people on the show saying, yeah, they're in some of the hotels around here. And, of course, the lady that was talking about, she saw them down at Costco, and they were able to buy all types of neat stuff and were driving around in nice SUVs. So, I mean, how does that happen? And Ben's pointing at his imaginary watch on his hand is telling me it's time. Okay, let's take a quick break. So is it a problem? Do we have that many here? And what do we do when they arrive? Other places call themselves sanctuary cities, sanctuary counties. I think Shasta County making it clear is, no, we're not a sanctuary area. And that, they're saying, I think one of the rules, you can't call ICE. Well, yeah, you can. And say, okay, we don't want these people here. We don't want them, if they're here legally, we don't want to have to provide services to them from our county funds. There's plenty of other places like LA, San Francisco that are sanctuary areas. We can just take them down there. I understand that. All right, we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns Buckin' by the River. From May 15th to the 18th, immerse yourself in four nights filled with heart-racing action, family entertainment, and the unmatched excitement of rodeo competition. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at RedingRodeo.com. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Tickets are available now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th.
and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about that, about those rebates. Just think, you know, with colloquial nights, you know, you've got to be, you know, it's got to be built after a certain time, right? So 70 years from now, and colloquial nights is still going on, will all the cars be electric? Ooh.
I hope not.
Nah. No, you'll have 100-year-old, you know, 440 engines, internal combustion, but you'll have to have a special license to have them, and you'll have to go to special places to get fuel for them, but you can still have them because they'll be considered a antique, a historical object that you can drive. Nope, maybe you can't even drive them. You can pull them around on trailers and take them to car shows. And then part of the car show will be you get to start up the engine.
But it's actually just a speaker.
Huh?
But it has to be a speaker.
I can't hear you.
I don't know.
Turn yourself up. Idea.
Don't some of the old cars there have a leaded gas engine still?
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't even know where they get it from.
That's fun. Where are they getting that gas?
No, I think that they can. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Because, yeah, when they... Yeah, you can only buy unloaded. Okay, where would I be without talking about Cal Poly Humboldt's campus closed Tuesday? And it looks like it's still closed today. Yeah, one of the students was going through there and said, God, this riot started around me. I didn't know this was going on when it started. So they are still there. They had three protesters were arrested overnight. However, they have been since released, and they're not the ones to organize the occupation. Dozens of protesters remain inside the building on Tuesday, and they're concerned about the safety of the students and have asked them to remain open to dialogue. How about they just throw in these, why don't you just throw in some tear gas and just clear it out and say, just say no. Just say no. This is not going to happen. Okay. It seemed like a good idea. Obviously, you're not agreeing with me on this. The problem is you know, when you have, if it's peaceful protest, then peaceful protest means, okay, and then the security comes in and they all lay there and make themselves as heavy as they can and they're carried out. You know, they've made their point. But if it's to hold the building and they have these impossible demands and they said, we want you to do these demands right away, and then we'll have more demands afterwards because we control this. We're the power. Really? Really? When people say that, I always wonder, well, maybe not. Maybe you're not. You don't have the final say. And it's something to learn now. It's something to learn now when you're young so that you can, as it goes up, when you think that, oh, well, just because I'm having a tantrum here, then I'll get my way. And maybe they should be taught somewhere. They should have been taught before now that when you throw a tantrum, even as an adult, you shouldn't get your way just because you're doing a tantrum. Okay. What else? Kentucky Derby is coming up. Do you ever watch horse races?
No, sir.
Well, Kentucky Derby was, this thing has been going on 150 years or whatever. And it's a big, big, big thing in Louisville, Kentucky, where the Kentucky Derby's at. And it's the first of these three races called the Triple Crown, the Preakness and then the Belmont. And the horses compete, and if a horse wins all three races, they've said to achieve the Triple Crown. And it doesn't happen all the time, and in fact, most of the time, it doesn't happen. Most of the time, no one horse can win in all three races. They're different lengths of racing. You know, I think it's the Belmont is over a mile, like a mile and a half, and they're done every couple of weeks. Where a lot of times horses will race and then they'll get off for months and then they race again. So it's a big thing to win the Triple Crown. Well, in 1973, I was stationed back in Quantico, and a bunch of my buddies and I hopped into two cars, and we drove from Quantico to Louisville, Kentucky, because we had tickets to the infield for the Kentucky Derby. And before we left, one guy says, hey, I want you to put $5, which is big money back then for second attempts. Put $5 on this horse. He told me the horse's name. I said, okay. So we got there. But we get there at 6 in the morning. So we go to Bill and Emma's bar, which is open. The only place open close to the racetrack. And we go in there, and it's 6 in the morning, but we've been up all night. So at 6 in the morning, we were having hot dogs and beer. Then we went to the race when it opened up, when Churchill Downs opened up, and then watched the races that day. And somebody told us, the guy from Bill and Emma's, said, bet on this one horse in the first race. And we did, and he won easily, and we all had some money then. So comes the Kentucky Derby. I looked at the horses, and my friend who said put $5 in this horse. I looked at it, looked at the horse's name, and I thought, nah. Oh, look at this, War Bonnet, ridden by Bill Hardtack, a famous jockey at that time. I said, War Bonnet, Marines, this is it. It's a sign. So I bet on that horse, and I bet his money on that horse. Well, the race is off, and this horse with the funny name that he'd wanted me to bet on, the horse's name was Secretariat. Of course, Secretariat won the Triple Crown that year and set the records in all three races. And War Bonnet finished so far behind, it was like maybe he had stopped and grazed a little bit and maybe taken a shower. Who knows? But he was so far back, you couldn't even see him. So not only did I lose the race, I had to go back and pay my friend $5. And then he was upset because he said, well, I would have won money. And I said, it just didn't work out, buddy. Just didn't work out. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have American Legion with us. And then at 8 o'clock, we're having Shannon Phillips, who's the chief operating officer of McConnell Foundation, to talk about things they're doing and plans for the future. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, works in workers' compensation. That's his specialty. And his background is that he is a veteran of the 101st Air Assault Division. He was a law enforcement officer and then went to law school. And he worked for the insurance companies for a year or two and said, you know, I just don't like what I'm seeing here. And opened up his own office down in Palo Cedro. It's grown to be the largest workers' compensation office in north of Sacramento. Why? Because he's there to help people who have been injured at work and are not getting the treatment that they are intended to have, that's designed to have. Something's not working right. They're being delayed. They're, it's being denied. And if you're having problems getting back to work because things aren't being done for you, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. And then he's the one that you're going to talk to. You're not going to talk to a paralegal or anything like that. You're going to talk to Patrick Gorman. The insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that knows what they're doing to fight for you. And that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168. We'll be right back. Every part of us dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's free, the warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. We like a phone and we never fight. You can't.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festival Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It's 7:36 in the morning here on Wednesday, the 24th of April. 58 degrees out there, mostly cloudy. You can tell when it's cloudy because we can put our blinds up and actually look outside without being blinded by the sun. Hey, guess what's back? That's right, Redding Rodeo. Yeah, I know right now you're thinking cool April nights, but the Redding Rodeo is right around the corner, May 15th through the 18th for unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and rodeo. Now, tickets are on sale right now, and listen to this. I mean, it's you get your tickets at RedingRodeo.com. Don't get them anywhere else. You can get ripped off as the you'll see all these places that are selling these tickets, but they're doubling the price, tripling the price. Get your tickets from RedingRodeo.com. So, and you've been warned, but hey, come out and join us. We have a great time out there. And I'm here with Jess Hoops from the American Legion, and of course, the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a movie, Frank Rose. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Jess, American Legion, what's going on with you guys?
We're going to have a barbecue.
Getting closer here, or pull that thing in closer to you. Okay.
We're going to have a barbecue in June. The date has not yet been set. And also, we're helping to sponsor the Northern California Veteran Sportsmen's Association's annual squirrel hunt at Likely, California, next weekend on the 4th.
Okay, now, these are not those cute little gray squirrels with the fuzzy tails we're talking about. We're talking about Belden ground squirrels that were introduced to our country back in the 1800s. And whole mission in life is to eat all the alfalfa it can and spread bubonic plague.
Well, that's not all either. The ranchers in the area like us coming over to eradicate these squirrels because they dig these holes and the cows step in them. They break a leg and then the cow's got to be destroyed. Last year it cost the ranchers in the area almost $2.5 million in lost animals. And that's not cheap. So once they break a leg, they've got to be destroyed.
Yeah, and what happens is badgers come after them, and they dig these big, big holes going after them, and other predators. So this happens. Well,
I've seen bears doing it.
Well, and for us, you know, and as we've told people, we go up to Cedarville, which is
just over the hill
east of Alturas. Yeah, right along the Nevada border, and hunt these little devils. And the so I did not know that the Northern California Veteran Sportsman Association had a sponsored hunt. So what do you get with this thing?
Well, you just go over, you make your arrangements to stay over there, and you meet at the Likely Place RV Park early in the morning on Saturday, and everybody goes to different ranches, and then we meet back 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon for a barbecue. Now, the barbecue...
Not of the squirrels.
No.
No, this is other...
No, the fishing game usually provides the meat, and the Likely Fire Department cooks it.
Okay, and what's the cost of this for veterans?
Nothing for the veterans.
See, there you go. Another great deal. Another great deal for the veterans.
Shut up, Frank.
No, okay. This thing, but you got to drive up there. You got to take care of your own guns, ammo, and housing, and all this stuff.
Yeah,
what you all have done essentially is find a place for people to shoot.
Right, and it's the get together.
It's the get together. Really, it's the barbecue.
You know,
and so it's you just shoot on one day, spend the night, and go back home the next.
If you want to do it that way, you can. I go up on Thursday, set my trailer up, and I go out and scout a little bit, and then I know where I'm going, and then I go fishing. there are several lakes in the area. Blue Lakes is State Park is one of them,
mm-hmm.
It's just a great time.
Okay. So how do people sign up for this thing?
Actually, they need to just call Likely Place over there and
Likely what?
Likely Place RV Park and make arrangements to stay or one of the motels in Alturas.
You don't have to sign up for it before it starts?
No. A lot of the people don't.
Oh, they just show up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or you can get a hold of a...
Where is that?
It's 20 miles south of Alturas on Highway 395.
Likely, California. What's it near?
It's north of Susanville.
Oh, Susanville.
Yeah.
So it's not heading like for... Oh, it's not like going toward Bieber.
No.
Oh, okay, I got you. I was thinking that it was, you know...
You're thinking of 299.
Yeah, you're right, because that's the way I always drive up to Altura. So right. You're coming in from the other direction, so I got it. I see what
Well, actually, I go over Hatchet and through Bieber, New Bieber, and that way.
Yeah, that's where I go.
To Alturas, and I turn south on 395 at the intersection there in Alturas and go down 20 miles, and I'm there.
Okay. Well, that's why. Because we come up 299, and then we head east to Cedarville. Got it. Okay, I know where you're talking about now, and I kept thinking, I never could not remember, because there's some small towns out there.
Well, yeah, if you blink on some of them, why.
Okay, so that's going to happen on May 4th.
Right.
And you don't have to even sign up for it? You just have to show up?
Well, that's what a lot of the guys do.
Well, what time do you show up?
Normally, we show up there at like 7 o'clock or so at the Likely RV Park.
Okay, the Likely RV Park. So if you're interested in going out and shooting, building ground squirrels, doing the farmers and ranchers a big favor, get your hunting license. Don't forget to get your hunting license before you go out there. And there's other little rules, like, you know, you can't shoot from the vehicle.
Non-lead ammo.
Yeah, non-lead ammo. And you can't shoot from your vehicle.
And that means parked vehicle, too.
Yeah. If you're a trailer, say you got a trailer with a shooting setup on it, like tables or something like this, and it's hooked to your vehicle, it's considered a vehicle. So you've got to unhook it from your truck or car. It's ridiculous. I understand that, but this is California. Bless their hearts. All right. Let's take a quick break here.
I got one
I know.
More
well, I got something for you. Well, you just got one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
On the 18th and 19th of May, Northern California Korean War Veterans Association is going to be selling Roses of Sharon at Sportsman's Warehouse parking lot. It'd be the 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th of May.
Okay, the 11th and 12th and the 18th and 19th.
Right.
Of May.
Right.
They're going to be
doing a fundraiser.
At sports, and they're going to be selling the Roses of Sharon, the blue roses we talked about the other day in support of the Koreans, Korean War veterans.
For the dictionaries.
And to buy these dictionaries. And these are just great dictionaries. I got it on my desk now. It not only is a dictionary, but it's got the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, it's got maps, it's got all kinds of great things in it. And they give these dictionaries out to kids. And it's going to be the 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th at Sportsman's Warehouse. They're not going to be right in front of the door. They don't allow them that anymore. So they're going to be in the parking lot right there. So just come by, give a donation, and get your blue flower, your Rose of Sharon. Okay.
Thanks, Carl. You're a bud.
You got any information about joining the American Legion? Who do they call?
You can call me.
Okay. Or where do you have your meetings at?
We have it at the old Veterans Hall downtown on Yuba.
Okay. And when do you have your meetings?
First Tuesday of the month.
What time?
6:00.
So it's 6 p.m. first Tuesday of the month. You come on down to the Veterans Hall right here on Yuba Street, and you can learn about the American Legion.
Well, we need people because our generational equities are not being the same anymore. We have more members that are passing away than are joining, and it's
like that with a lot of organizations.
Well, the younger people are tied up with their families, and we understand that.
Making a living and all that kind of stuff.
It's life.
Okay. So, Jess Hoops and
Mr.
the man himself, Frank Rose. We're going to call him Iron Frank Rose.
Yeah, ciao, baby, ciao.
Ciao, baby, ciao. The Italian of the Year, 2013. Even though the name Rose, it's Rossellini. I just made that up. Okay, let's take a break.
Did you say Rossellini?
Rossellini. Rossellini. We'll be right back.
On May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner, now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 24th of April, Wednesday, 7:52 in the morning, about 58 degrees out there. It's cloudy. You know, it's supposed to be clearing up later. Okay, now from 10 to noon today, you can listen to the first hour of Armstrong and Getty. Then from 10 to noon, we'll be out there on a remote at the Civic Auditorium. We're going to be talking to the people that are signing up their cars. We're going to be talking to car owners. We're going to be talking to the organizers and leaders of the Cool April Nights. And they'd be discussing all the stuff that's going on. So if you want to come by, say hello, feel free to. Cool April Nights is the drive-in movie night sponsored by C.R. Gibbs. It's located on the Civic Auditorium lawn, showing the movie Herbie the Love Bug. It's free to everybody. All cars and lawn chairs are available. Music and food starts at 6. Movie starts at 8. If you have any questions about that, give Ryan a call at 530-782-2230. Tomorrow, the big cornhole tournament sponsored by Knights Paint inside the Civic costs $40 to sign up for it, but they're giving away $1,000 in prizes awarded from first to fourth place. And then Friday, of course, the Cool April Nights cruise. They close the roads down there on Hilltop and adjacent areas there at 5 o'clock. And the cruise is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. So they could have, if you've never been to one, Take the time to go out there and do it. Now, where do you sit? You sit along the sidewalks there, and people come in and they put their chairs there, and nobody moves their chairs. It's not like, oh, you're not there, I'm going to move your chair. No, they don't do that. Just put it out there. Make friends with businesses along the route, also like Tobacco and Brew. They have the parking lot there. They have all the sidewalk in front of them, and it's a great place to see what's going on. And then, of course, the big show and shine on Saturday, the 27th. Now, I had wristbands. I said I had wristbands. We gave them all away. I'm going to see if I can't score some more today, though, if I can while I'm down there. And but it's $10 for that. And you can buy your wristbands for $10. And all at Napa Auto Parts stores. And they're going to have up to 2,000 cars there. So think about that. They're everywhere. 60 vendors, food, all types of stuff going to be there. Okay, show and shines today. Wednesday, Orchard Nutrition show and shine from 9 to noon. Paint Mark and Interstate Batteries there from 11 to 2. And, yeah, those are the two big ones going on. They've got so many of them going, though, all over the place. They're having over 31 of them here over the last few days. So, okay, state legislatures in Tennessee passed a bill Tuesday allowing K-12 teachers and school staff to be armed. Educators who seek to bring a handgun on school grounds will be subject to certain conditions. According to the summary of the bill, they will be required to get an enhanced carry permit, complete a background check, and undergo dozens of hours of training, among other requirements. I have no problem with that. The debate on arming teachers comes as gun violence remains the leading cause of death for kids in America. I'd have to go see your stats. Of course, when you say 436 children under 18 have been killed in gun violence, how much of that is gang violence? How many of that in Chicago when you get 46 people shot every weekend, or L.A. or Philadelphia and all that, as opposed to one child being killed is too much, you know, by accident or things like this. But why are they arming teachers? Because school grounds have been traditionally gun-free zones. And what happens? A crazy person walks in there and starts shooting at these kids. With additional training, could the teachers be, you know, with additional training, which it says they're going to have to do other requirements, could they protect their kids and protect the lives of other people in the school? I think it's worth the try. Okay. Let me see. What else? What other things are we looking at today that could be, okay, I've got 2 minutes left. Columbia University has extended negotiations with the pro-Palestinian Hamas supporters that has thrown its campus into turmoil. More than 80 tents at the school were still standing ahead of a deadline to clear the area late Tuesday night. Yeah, they're still there. As hundreds of people buzzed in and around the encampment. And this comes as officials nationwide are grappling with the response to encampments at other universities as what has become a coast-to-coast disruption. I don't know. I kind of think if you take a tractor in there and just, you know, with a drag, you just drag them out. I mean, just drive over them. They said, you can't be here, so let's just move it. I don't see anything wrong with... Yeah, I understand. Okay, protest. Okay, but you can't do this to the university. We're not going to meet your demands. So it's just, you know, start taking photos of them, identify who they are, and just start suspending them from school. You don't have to expel them. Just suspend them for 2 weeks, which means they have no right to be there. And then you have the police move them out.
Just turn the Wi-Fi off and the cellular off, and they'll all get
ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. Turn the sprinklers on.
Yes, the sprinklers.
Hit the sprinklers. And turn off the Wi-Fi. I like that. Or you start playing real loud Chopin or Mozart.
Get a really boring professor to start speaking.
There you go. They could have my history professor when I was going to Central Washington State College. He could come up there and start talking
and that would drive them all away. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we have Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation, and it's been a while since we've had them on and talk about what's going on with the McConnell Foundation and how they see things that are happening here in our amazing area in Shasta County.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The issue of abortion is back before the Supreme Court. Later today, justices are hearing arguments about Idaho's law that bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions.
Doctors say that more women in Idaho whose conditions are typically treated with abortions must now be flown out of state for care, since doctors must wait until their patients are close to death to provide abortions within the bounds of state law. Anti-abortion groups blame doctors for mishandling emergency pregnancy cases.
That's correspondent Donna Warder. The Senate last night approved a $95 billion foreign aid package, and now at the White House, President Biden is about to sign that measure into law. The bill includes a boost of U.S. assistance for Ukraine.
A new big package of U.S. military aid will help Ukraine avoid defeat in its war with Russia. Winning will still be a long slog, though. The arms and ammunition in the $61 billion military aid package should enable Ukraine to slow the Russian army's bloody advances, and it will buy Ukraine time for long-term planning about how to take back the fifth of the country now under Russian control. Michael Clark, visiting professor in war studies at King's College London, says ultimately it offers Ukraine the prospect of staying in the war this year. Sometimes in warfare, you've just got to avoid being rolled over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The legislation approved by Congress also would force TikTok's Chinese owners to sell their stake in the company. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian student protesters and universities remain tense from coast to coast. Hundreds are still encamped at Columbia University in New York, although there are some signs of progress. Smoke seen from an all-Nippon Airways plane, but it landed safely in northern Japan today. More details at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
U.S. health officials say samples of pasteurized milk have tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that has infected dairy cows.
The Food and Drug Administration stresses that the material is inactivated and do not represent actual virus in the milk that may be a risk to consumers. FDA officials did not indicate how many samples they tested or where they were obtained, but they say they are continuing to study the issue. The announcement comes nearly a month after an avian influenza virus that has sickened millions of wild and commercial birds was detected in U.S. dairy cows. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A former Washington State police officer wanted in two killings died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound following a chase in Oregon. The officer went on the run Monday after killing two people, including his former wife. The man's one-year-old baby was taken safely into custody. News and analysis at townhall.com. Australian police say they have arrested seven teenagers accused of following a violent extremist ideology. They say the teens are part of a network that includes a 16-year-old boy who is accused of the stabbing of a bishop in a Sydney church last week. More than 400 police officers conducted raids across Sydney today to protect the community from what they said was a potential attack. A restoration project is underway at George Washington's home.
And archaeologists say they found two perfectly preserved bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate. The bottles are made of dark green glass. They were sealed and upright when they were found under a 1770s-era brick floor. The estate said the discovery is part of a privately funded $40 million restoration project.
Tasha Stevens reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 24th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
He's not limping as bad as he was yesterday. But he looks like he, if you were 10 years younger, I would say, oh, he was running and he skinned his knees, but he was playing rugby and skinned his knees.
Yeah.
There's a difference, and got a black eye too. That was, you know.
Yep. And then the same day I had prom.
So oh, you had prom.
Me and, a friend of mine went to prom with our black eyes and many wounds.
I bet you were a lot of fun to dance with. Okay, what's the weather look like here? Well, today, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Mostly sunny, doesn't look like it right now, but it's clearing. And then Thursday, a chance of showers after 11 a.m. And Thursday night, a more chance of showers, about 50%. And it's not going to be a lot, but it's there. Now, Friday, chance of showers with thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Of course. Just a chance, though. See, we've got to look at it like it's going to have a high near 69. Chance of precipitation is 50% on the night of the cruise. But it also means there's a 50% chance it's not going to rain. That's where you got to look at it. Friday night, mostly clear. Saturday and Sunday and Monday, it's going to be nice. Highs near 74, beautiful days, and lows in the mid-50s. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Shasta Gas Propane has been helping their customers for 25 years. They've won awards for hiring veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. This is a great company to do business with. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shannon Phillips. Hello, Shannon.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, listeners.
The Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation. And it's been a while since you've been on, and you just, you know, things are happening everywhere. So, what's the latest with the McConnell Foundation?
Well, I always appreciate the fact that you invite me to come on the show periodically just to update folks on what's going on with the McConnell Foundation. And what prompted this recent invitation was we sent out a press release announcing that we have a new board member joining the McConnell Foundation board.
Uh-huh.
So Dean Germano from Redding, California, is our newest board member. He joined the board on April 1st. He succeeded Bill Cox, who retired after 12 years of service on the McConnell Foundation board. And we're thrilled to have Dean join us. He brings a wealth of knowledge, expertise, experience, and
Knows Dean.
Everybody knows him.
He was head of public health here for a while, and he's been on the show several times talking about all the ins and outs of trying to keep people healthy in Shasta County, California, Shasta County. So
our history with Dean goes way back to the very beginning when he first joined Shasta Community Health which was Shasta Primary Care Center at that time, located on Breslauer, and started with, you know, 20 employees and retired with more than 500 in the Shasta Community Health System. So we love the fact that he's so knowledgeable about healthcare, wellness, prevention, children, babies, mothers, all ages, you know, cradle to career, birth to end of life. Mm-hmm. And he also has a great deal of experience in homelessness and housing and the importance of at-risk individuals. Another piece that's especially significant about Dean joining our board is he did serve on California Wellness's board for 10 years. So a decade of service in philanthropy adds to the skill set he brings to the McConnell Foundation.
Oh, okay. Now, does this mean McConnell's going to be reaching out more into the healthcare?
Well, it's interesting that you would say that, because one of the reasons our directors were interested in Dean joining the board is because we have a long history of being involved in healthcare.
Yeah.
We've been a major funder in almost all of the hospital projects in the five counties we serve. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that has been a big part of our portfolio, our giving, our mission, mm-hmm. our priorities. And it'll just be nice to have this additional expertise help us navigate the future.
Yeah, because he knows how it works.
He knows
how it
works.
That's the big thing. And, you know, if something is looking this way, in his experience, he goes, yeah, you know, you may want to take a look at this organization over here. You know, that kind of thing.
And a positive for our communities is they are becoming more sophisticated in receiving other funding sources. Some of those funding sources at the state level or the federal level that end up coming through the county are complex. And it's often difficult for us as a philanthropy, a nonprofit, to know which funding sources an entity can rely on and plan for. And so Dean has great federal, state, and local
experience. Some of these things come with hooks on them, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, things like, okay, we'll do this, but you owe me this. You know, maybe it's, who knows what it is, list of names, who knows what it is. But, yeah, some of them come with hooks on them, and it's not just out of the goodness of their heart. They want something out
Absolutely.
Of this. Yeah.
And you reminded me of something when Mrs. McConnell was first ready to start being able to do some grant making in Reading. She used to read the Chronicle every day, and she tracked the Buck Trust, which was a philanthropy in the Bay Area, and noticed that when they first gave money, they were giving it to programs for several years. And then when the economy changed and their resources changed and dipped and they had to pull back on some of those programs, it was really difficult because those entities had become dependent. So early on, Mrs. McConnell said, I don't want to fund programs where we're in favor today and then we're, you know, the bad guy the day we have to withdraw funding or reduce funding. So we've always tried to be sensitive to not setting organizations up for
like Walmart. Walmart goes out, you've got a good product, they want to buy all of it, and then they drop their prices. And then things start happening that way. And I shouldn't say just Walmart, but big stores. And because they become dependent on that one supplier and or that one entity. So I think that's great. You know, the idea being is that, hey, we're going to give, but if we can't, it's not going to destroy you. We want you to go out and have 5, 6, 7 different funding sites. Now, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because the economy is crazy. It goes up and down. As we know, and then you've got other things just imploding on or impacting on us, laws, good ideas with, you know, with the unforeseen circumstances after they pass this wonderful law. Yeah, no, that just makes sense. Good. Glad to hear that. I tell you what, let's just take a break now. Okay. And we can come back and we can talk about let's talk a little bit about the philanthropic things that you're doing, but what you want to get involved in. I mean, I know that there's so many things happening in the city of Reading and the county of Shasta that is going to have big impacts here in the future. So you see where McConnell Foundation, which y'all are kind of looking at, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business since 1993 helping people. And she treats her customers as friends. We have an insurance programs with Judy. And I never worry about it. You know, she keeps me updated on them and on what's happening, how they're doing, all these things. But also, if you've got questions, because it is insurance and financial planning, with inflation going the way it is, with prices and all of this, even though the stock market seems to continue to move on, if you're thinking about taking a second look at a retirement plan or a 401k or investments, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Maybe it's just, hey, yeah, stick with it, or maybe there's some other ideas out there. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The heart-pounding excitement of the Redding Rodeo is back, Bucket by the River. Join us May 15th to the 18th for four unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and the unrivaled thrill of rodeo. Tickets are available now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. The Redding Rodeo, where legends are born and memories are made. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th and ensure you're part of the action. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today so you don't miss out.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Let me take you on a little trip. My supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, all right.
Where do you find this music? I mean, it's not from your era or even my era. Where do you find this?
I just have my ways.
You have your ways. Okay, Ben. All right. Good. Introduces it to all of us. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, was voted best in the North State in a Record Searchlight contest they had. And why? Because they are. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only place we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. We never go wrong there. They did our wedding rings, in fact, when Linda and I got married that long ago. They've been there a long time. Leonard started and Rebecca and Henry bought it from them, and I'm just telling you, if you're looking for jewelry, you're going to get a good price. There's a great selection of stuff there. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located again at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. And I'm here with Shannon Phillips, who's the Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation. She announced they have a new board member, Dean Germano, which I think is very familiar with our area. He retired, last year, I guess, from the County Health and Human Services, and now he's on your board. But he brings a whole lot of expertise and things that you all – I didn't realize really how much you all were involved in healthcare, but – thanks for illuminating me, and with your donations into the hospitals and facilities and things like this. Okay, now we're going to talk not about the general plan, because we chit-chatted a little bit about it, is you all are following it just like everybody else as citizens. What about the riverfront? There's some consternation going on about this. So what's McConnell Foundation's, I guess, your input on this, or your all's thoughts on the riverfront?
Well, the McConnell Foundation has a longstanding history and interest in the riverfront area. It's been a priority to us in our funding, and it's also something that the foundation has some real estate along Park Marina Drive. But most of all, our commitment to Turtle Bay Exploration Park, the 300 acres in the heart of Redding, that include the museum complex, the Arboretum, the Sundial Bridge, and the Sheraton Hotel. So our investment and our support and our interest in community access and community vitality in that area goes back nearly 30 years. We also have some real estate along Park Marina Drive that the foundation either inherited from Mrs. McConnell or acquired. And so when the city council made the decision to do a riverfront specific plan, We were invited as a key stakeholder because of our ownership along Park Marina in the apartments.
I think the Kutros family was also invited.
Correct.
You know, you've got the Reading Rodeo Association, I think Bethel, and you
Turtle
all.
Bay, Turtle Advanced Bay, Reading.
Advanced Reading. Okay.
Yes, all of those organizations, entities, and private parties were invited to participate. We also had a staff person who sat on the coalition to help the city with the guiding principle of what the riverfront specific plan is going to be. And that's been our involvement to date. We feel mm-hmm. that the process should play itself out. We are supportive of the city taking the time to do a lengthy process that includes as many aspects of the community as possible on one or more occasions. And we're sitting back and we're
kind of waiting to see what's going to come
what
out.
Happens.
Well, you know, I do applaud the city for this. I mean, they have reached out and they've had numerous meetings. And then that smaller group that you were just talking about, I've seen photos of them and in that report they gave out that people had this is important to us. This is important to, we believe, for the city. And not only in moving forward, but still maintaining who we are, that ambiance, that of Reading. And we've got the most beautiful river coming through our town. We're not going to be a Grants Pass. We don't want to be that because, one, it's a different type of river. But we've got the finest trout fisheries in the United States. We have the salmon coming up. It's just beautiful in there. We've got the trails and, you know, that go along this. I mean, there's so many things that are so beautiful along the river there. But it's also, and, you know, I'm going to step on toes here, but it also needs to have something else. Restaurants. You know, something like a restaurant along the river. We don't have one except for the view, and it's set way up off it. Some people want to put some housing in there, some real nice, you know, like townhouses. I think that's I heard from under the Kutros thing. But we also need to keep that in such a way, but keep what's special to us there. So this is not an easy job to try to figure this out.
This is not an easy job. And the McConnell Foundation believes very strongly that all of the activities that occur currently, the Reading Rodeo, Advance Reading, concerts inside the Civic, concerts on the lawn at the Civic, Garden of Lights, Turtle Bay, access to the river in terms of walking, biking, bird watching, enjoying, all of those things we believe can continue to still happen. And more access to the river without hurting the river environmentally. So it's really important that people know that we are not in support of developing at the river front area.
Yeah.
We are in support of access to the riverfront by the community.
And keeping what's special to Reading, keeping it special.
Exactly. So our initial interest in this effort was really to look at the rodeo grounds and the Civic Auditorium grounds only and say, could those two locations be upgraded to have even more use for citizens throughout the year? We were not advocating for either of those amenities to go away, rather to enhance the access that already takes place.
And I can tell you, I mean, I can't talk for Advance Reading, but I can't talk for, even though I'm a member of the association, I'm not on the board. I avoid those things. I avoid getting on boards things because they have extra meetings. But enhancing what we have down there and expanding the ability for, they used to have concerts down there. I mean, there are other things that can happen, but it's in such a way that you've got to work it in such, with Advance Reading, well, in Bethel, really, for the, cause they're using the Civic, and they have a lot of events going. So, the parking lot. So then it comes into a parking thing. And so I think that could probably be worked out. I really think it can. But to be able to enhance what we have down there, and, so it can do more things. Nobody's against that. Nobody's against that at all. And we just, what people are in, I guess, are having consternation about is doing away totally with the rodeo. And I don't think that's a winnable, that's not a winnable election, because that's what will end up happening. But the idea of having the river open, but more used to it, like fixing that ramp, you know, the boat ramp down there, but getting the bathroom fixed, cleaning out the drug and homeless problem we have down there. Yes, 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 yes. I think nobody is against that. And enhancing, you know, like where the kayakers come in. They can't come into one area because this is an area where the salmon breed. So now you got to figure out, okay, where else can we put the kayakers in? But when you cancel that out, that just takes his business away. As you know, I mean, you've sat through these things. It's not going to be easy. And the other part is, where's the money going to come from? That's the big thing. Because if somebody says, oh, let's just enhance and build a brand new civic auditorium and make it a lot bigger, somebody has to pay for that.
And if we have a unified position as a city, like if the after this process plays itself out and the city council and the city staff are able to formulate what the citizens of Reading would like to see happen in that area, mm-hmm. when the will is there and the clarity is there, that's when investors will take an interest in helping to mm-hmm. develop that will and that clarity and that vision.
Do you see any selling of that land down there?
I think that's completely up to the city,
yeah.
how they make the arrangements. Without getting too technical and detailed today, I do know that one of the things that private developers and grantees face is sometimes if you don't own the property or have site control, it's hard to get financing or funding. And that's something the city can certainly work out with appropriate entities.
Yes. Okay. All right. We're here with Shannon Phillips, COO, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon. It is a barbershop. You're not going to get your hair blown dry. No mousse. The mousse, yeah, well, they have mousse. It's called Butch Wax for your flat tops that you get. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 17 years. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment, you know, so it works on your schedule. Just give them a call at 530-244-9478. Or you can just stop by. If they have an opening, you can get a great haircut. Hey, it's Man's Last Stronghold. They've been doing this since 1960. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouth-watering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll be right back.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl the DeBot. Hey, Wednesday, the 24th of April, 8:36 in the morning. And, you know, it's going to start clearing up. I mean, I say that. It says it's supposed to be sunny today. But then again, yesterday is supposed to have thunderstorms, and that never happened. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Great people there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the 100 top hospitals in the United States right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center, a teaching hospital with their residency program, cutting-edge technology where you can have procedures here that you used to have to go down to Sacramento or Davis for. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I'm here with Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of McConnell Foundation, and just, you know, always enjoy having Shannon on, talking about things that are happening here. And we're talking about the Riverfront specific plan, and there's a lot of comments in the chat room today. And one of the commenters said about the San Antonio Riverwalk. Now, when I'm looking at the Riverwalk down there, and it's been a long time, I was, you know, it's just a canal. It's not a river, but it's a canal there. But there are a lot of things going on. And one of the points that this gentleman was making is it's not a solid development. There's 150 feet 150-foot wide walkway, grass, natural area between development with each feature. And it's required to have equal open space between feature or building. So when you're driving along Park Marina Drive, it happened like that. Drivers would easily be able to see that. And that's one of the things you said, is that the development would be on the other side of Park Marina Drive.
Yes, and this is a really simplistic way of looking at Park Marina Drive, but when we would discuss what our hopes and dreams were for the area, we'd often think we'd like to keep the riverfront as open as possible to the public, open space that's, you know, free-flowing and available for anyone, anytime. And even the McConnell Foundation even thought that that portion, city ownership, made the most sense, like a park,
mm-hmm.
like a city park. That is for everyone. And that perhaps the development would be better suited across Park Marina Drive on the already developed side and maybe multi-story, so some views and access to the river that we don't currently have could be, could come to fruition. But that the density would not take place on the river.
So what about those buildings that are along the river now? And I'm just thinking of the, you know, like the driving range, and then there's a number of small businesses that are along the river. Would they stay, or is that something that they would move?
So there's mixed ownership
yeah.
along the river in those portions. The McConnell Foundation does have the Park Marina Apartments, which are one of the first things that you see when you come on Park Marina mm-hmm. Drive from 44. And then the Kutras family has a great deal of the ground between the apartments down to where the law firms and business offices are
mm-hmm.
at the south end, more
right.
toward the Cypress Bridge.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be up to the individual owners
sure.
of those properties
sure.
to make decisions. But, you know, those, it just feels like the whole, one of the things that Reading has that's such a blessing and mm-hmm. such a gift is we have a lot of property to work with as a community,
mm-hmm.
which means that we can perhaps ultimately end up meeting most people's wants, wishes, and desires without it being at the expense of any one thing, whether it's development, the economy, environment, arts, culture, access. And people more thoughtful than I can figure all of that out. But we do have basically a blank canvas to work with. And we have a beautiful asset in the river that
yeah.
people appreciate when they come here. And we're surrounded by mountains. So we've got a lot going for us.
I don't see zip lines across the river. I don't see that happening.
Probably not, because our river is wide.
Yeah.
It's deep. It's swift. You know,
probably wouldn't be any zip lines there, but I could see other things along there. But again, keeping it open so that people like come along the trails and all this, and yet still develop it in such a way that attracts more people here, which is kind of the, you know, I mean, not maybe not to live here, but maybe they'd like to, but just to, they come off that interstate and they spend a delightful weekend or a week here, because we have so many things. You know, they could be in a houseboat, you know, in Lake Shasta. They can be down here, you know, going to see our, you know, Turtle Bay and the glowing wild and things like that. You know what I mean? So there are so many things we could do, but again, keeping in the forefront of our minds that who we are and what we love about this place, we don't want that to change. Really.
Well, and that's part of the reason the foundation has invested in downtown Reading, is we really feel that downtown Reading, helping to revitalize it, complements Turtle Bay. And we do know, data shows us that by the addition of the Sheraton Hotel, more visitors are coming to Reading and choosing to turn their one-day experience into two or three.
Yeah.
Because there is a location they can stay, and from there, when they're looking for other things to do, we want downtown Reading to be one of the things they do.
And downtown Reading, you know, we've watched this, you know, being
you have a front row seat.
And watch, you know, it's like watching, you know, when K2 put up there down here on Market Street coming out that way, and then on California Street, and now they're getting ready to open up the marketplace there. And then what you all have done with the
Bell Plaza.
Bell Plaza. Thank you. And the in the bike depot. And now you're getting ready to open up the Pipeline restaurant.
Yes.
And what's that going to be?
Well, we're very excited. We're excited about the mixed use in Bell Plaza between the bike depot, which is operated by Shasta Living Streets, and Pipeline, which will be owned and operated by Kevin Flynn. There is a pipeline in Mount Shasta,
mm-hmm.
and he's been very successful up there. This will be Pipeline Reading,
mm-hmm.
and we know that there is a loyal customer base from Reading that enjoys the pipeline in Mount Shasta.
Well, hell, half the people that live in Mount Shasta live in Reading. You know, they go up on the weekends.
Exactly. And then there's the Mount Shasta folks that come to Reading for their health care, shopping, and entertainment.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about Pipeline. Kevin and his team are excellent operators. They're enthusiastic. And we're looking forward
to it. What kind of food does he serve?
It's like a gastropub. So burgers, mm-hmm. salads, specialty items. He always has a few things that are seasonal and special. Portions are generous, not huge. Prices are affordable. It'll be beer and wine. And we're just really looking forward.
This one's like 50 yards away from me.
I know.
And right there at the...
We hope that you're there several times a week, Carl.
Well, sure. You know what? Let me remark on that. You know, when I moved here to Reading, I carried money in my pocket, you know, and all this, had Harleys and all these things. You open a business, okay, that's fine. But when you get a horse and a dog, you find yourself, you know what I carry in my pockets now? Okay, that sound you hear is that little bag you carry around when you walk your dog. Yes, that's what's in my pockets now, Shannon. Okay, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, tomorrow we're going to do a best of, and it's going to be Sheriff Mike Johnson talking about his trip down to the border. It was very illuminating about things he saw, and which led then to a decision by the border supervisors yesterday addressing sanctuary counties, sanctuary cities, and all that. And you can, we talked about that earlier in the show. But you can hear that. And then Friday will also be a best of also from on things that are germane to what's happening around here. And then we'll be back live Monday. So now at 10 o'clock today, I'm going to be on a live remote from down at the Civic Auditorium for Cool April Nights. We're going to be talking to the people signing up their cars. We're going to be talking to the movers and shakers of the Cool April Nights groups. And you'll get the first hour of Armstrong and Getty, then you get me for 2 hours, and then back to the Dave Ramsey Show. Okay, I'm here with Shannon Phillips. See, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation. We're talking about, we talked about the Riverfront Specific Plan, about how we, you want to, you have the development, but it doesn't interfere with the river, getting access to the river, for people to be able to see the river, those kind of things, keeping the ambiance of Redding, yet making it inviting to people to come here, to visit, to stay in this. And this process, by the way, is going to take several years for this to even see what happens. But then we were talking about other things because people had commented on music and stuff. So, and you've got stuff about live music.
Yes, I do. I want to thank Ben, the producer. He let Carl and I know that there was a caller in asking about live music downtown. And we were chatting about Bell Plaza, the Bike Depot, and Pipeline Restaurant coming soon. And one of the things that's really great about the Bell Plaza space is there is a courtyard for outdoor dining. and events, and we are hopeful that over time that will become a public space that's enjoyed for things like live music and special events. And we know that both the operator, Shasta Living Streets, and Pipeline are hoping for that to happen as well. The other thing that's happening is with the introduction of Market Street, the improvement of the Paseo, the former alley, and more walkable spaces, including the new downtown park, which is under construction right now and nearing completion this summer, that there are more spaces downtown for live music on a regular basis. And Reading Roots Revival has tried it a few times the last few years, having their weekend concerts downtown.
They seemed very successful. We went to them and just had a great time because we were able to walk around, end up at the Cascade Theater in the evening, but, you know, saw, you know, some just great acts out there. And people seem to really be enjoying themselves in all these places.
Absolutely. And having the addition of this new urban park right in the center of downtown is going to open up. So there's a very clear pedestrian loop for folks to walk.
Where is this?
It's right between the Shasta College Health Science Building.
Yes.
And the building where Shenanigans, the baby shop, is.
Yeah.
So directly.
Oh, that open area right there. Oh, yes. Okay. They're making that. Okay, got it. Okay. Oh. Well, again, you know, like we were seeing all the bike trails coming in. I mean, they're still not being used like people want them to be used, but they're there. The one I can't figure out is if you're going out Market Street and you're heading out heading south toward Anderson, where we went from that two-lane to a one-lane. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out what that's to be used for. Do you know anything about that?
I don't.
It just was like, what is a whole lane there is blocked off.
And you're talking about 299
South. 299
South, yeah. So that would be a Caltrans question.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering, why would you do that? I mean, it's not like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but then again, it's Caltrans and California, bless their hearts. So, okay, what is, we got like 4 minutes. So what is McConnell's next kind of objective?
So our next leap, or our next priority right now is, you know, you spend a lot of time on building. Okay, construction, design, construction, completion of special projects. And we have a host of them that we've participated in over the years.
Uh-huh.
What we're really focused on right now, jointly with K2 development companies, is trying to fill the new spaces downtown on the ground level of California Place, the three buildings of apartments that are open and full.
Mm-hmm.
So residents are living there. We're achieving one of our initial goals, and that was to help have more people live downtown. That's happening. It's wonderful to be here at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night and to see families walking, to hear kids laughing, to see activity happening in our core.
Yeah.
But our next big push is to try to get successful businesses, retail and commercial, located in the brand new vacant spaces we have.
Yeah, I know that's been somewhat of an uphill battle for them for some reason.
We're making progress. Good. And we're especially excited about K2's marketplace. We think that commitment, that courage, and that vision on their part is going to be instrumental.
Now, the marketplace is going to be a place where you can get food. I think you're talking about having your local butcher shop there and all these kind of things.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see that happen. And because, one, it's just right down the street. How nice it would be just, let's have some seafood tonight or something. You walk down and you buy it fresh and just take it home.
Exactly. And it'll be perfect for people who live downtown and work downtown because they can pop in and get something quickly or, like you said, planned for dinner or...
Well, ideally, what we were looking at, Linda and I were looking at, is a place where you could, you know, walk around, you have a cocktail in one spot, and you walk down and maybe have dinner, and then the third spot, there's dancing or music. You know, music, and so you make an evening, and once you park your car, you're not driving around. And in our case, we can just walk down here for this, you know, from our house. So anyway, a lot of good things coming on.
A lot of good things.
We just have to, you know, stay the course here on a lot of it. And it's not easy. Today's, you know, economy and inflation is just not making it easier. No matter what you read on either side, it's just, it really takes a leap of faith to do something like this. And, or really, really deep pockets. So, okay. Well, Shannon, as usual, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, and, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I found out interesting things during the break. It had nothing to do with anything else, but, you know, just because we've known each other a long time, kind of catching up.
It's always so great to catch up.
Well, I was, you know, I'm, I think it was a good move for Dean Germano, because he brings in a whole lot of expertise. Maybe we can pull him in one of these days. You know, the fact that the McConnell Foundation in Turtle Bay, I mean, Turtle Bay is really blossoming now. And now they're talking about having maybe redoing the museum and all that. So, yeah.
Well, and one thing I'd like...
In a positive way, my friends, in a positive way, not just to change for change's sake.
Right. I think it's a refresh. You know, it's looking at an asset that they want to refresh and update. And along those lines, just want to put in a plug that the Sundial Bridge turns 20 on July 4th of this summer. And Turtle Bay, Advanced Reading, the City of Reading, and the McConnell Foundation are working to bring Bandaloop, the acrobatic dancers, on the Sundial Bridge back to Reading.
Oh, I saw them last time.
And they're going to be fabulous.
Oh, they are. They're up there doing things in, off the bridge, off the top of the bridge, and you're listening, they're going, oh, I wouldn't do that. But they're having a great time. Shannon, thank you so much for being with us. And, hey, 10 o'clock today, you can tune in and hear me babble on at, down there at Cool April Nights. And tomorrow and Friday, Best Ofs with Sheriff Mike Johnson and some other another show that will also illuminate some of the things that are happening around here. Have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta.